seniors could face higher Medicare prescription costs, which impacts your Social Security. A lot to get into there. So many things. And of course, actionable ideas. We want to give you some ideas that are going to make a difference. And I'm going to stick to that today. I'll say this first as we get into this. Anybody that wants some of the information that I'm offering, which I will offer throughout today's show, you can always go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. That is a resource. You can download some of the reports, everything from estate planning to Social Securities to income planning, taxes, that's on there. You can sign up for our newsletter. You can sign up for some of our classes. And again, I'm going to announce some of those things as we go today. Or you can call us directly at 630-864-6711. There's team members standing by to help you out. Let me get started on one subject here today, which I think, and I've had calls this week, you know, some consternation. What is going on in the stock market? And it's going to kind of be the theme for today because I'm going to give you an answer here. This is part of this investment planning. When we talk about what's going on in the market, we see technology getting hit, specifically some of the AI trades. Is there a bubble? We'll talk a little bit about that. There's just been this rotation into, when you take a look, the Dow is actually outperforming the S&P and the NASDAQ. That could change. There's been a rotation into value. Equal weighted S&P is outperforming the standard cap weighted S&P, on and on. We can talk about that. And we'll get into some specifics, but I just want to talk briefly about your investment plan. And then I'm going to give you one simple answer and maybe a couple more, but I'm going to start with one. But let's just talk about why this is so important. When you think about it, during your working years, you know, the market dips, and of course that's annoying, but it's manageable because you're still contributing, right? You're buying at lower prices. We call this dollar cost averaging. In retirement, or getting near retirement, really kind of the opposite starts to happen. Certainly in retirement, you're selling to fund your life. And if the market drops and you're forced to withdraw anyway, well, you lock in losses. And then we get to this RMD. We've talked about this. You also have a finite time horizon. We do. Your lifestyle may depend on it. The more you're depending on your investments for income, of course, your lifestyle depends on it. We also have longevity, inflation, all of these risks. Market risk is part of it. So I'm an investment advisor rep. We're part of a larger registered investment advisory group. We do portfolio management. But more than that, we do complete retirement planning. When I talk about the five pieces to your plan, having income you can't outlive, minimizing taxes, we're going to get into both of those in a little bit here. Investments are that third pillar of your overall plan. Of course, estate and legacy planning and asset protection. But let's talk briefly about investments. There's going to be one takeaway from, I think, all of this. And again, we can get into, you know, trading versus investing and all these things. But there's one aspect I want to talk about here, which is something that doesn't sound as exciting, right? Absolutely can change your financial picture, and that's called financial organization. How many of you, and I've given these examples, where how many of you have investments that are all over the place? If you're married, your spouse may have multiple investments. And so I just wanted to spend a little time on this idea. By the way, we have the asset organizer on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. I can also send that to you. But if there's one takeaway from today's show, right, we want to talk about financial organization. I think that's going to be a theme. I usually break it down into three buckets. And also, we can email these to you. By the way, we have the income and expenses worksheets. Again, I'm going to reference those later, plus the asset organizers. If we can create a financial snapshot, that's the starting point. That's it. You got to start there. What do I mean by that? Consolidated statements, a clear spending plan. We can go down the list. But, you know, this is so critical. As I said, when you talk about investments, Capitalize said there's 1.6 trillion and 31 million old 401ks. And if you're listening to me, there's a good chance this applies to you. 31 million old 401ks to job changers. This is an example of what I mean by financial organization. That means you're probably not monitoring. That means you have to go to two different websites. That means you got to make sure your beneficiaries are the same on each account. You've got to, again, track the investments. You may have overlap. Again, this is a problem. And then you open an IRA from a long time ago. You haven't looked at that. So I'm going to make, again, a couple comments here. And that's why I offer this information. You can get these worksheets. We can email them to you as well. And then you can start to I think you're going to be surprised. You can start to put together, and again, if you're married with your spouse, just create a list. You'll have a snapshot in front of you. I bet you're going to be surprised. And as I said, we can email it out to you if you give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Or you can go to our website, email me. We'll send them to you. They're workable documents. They auto-calculate. You'll see all of your information. Again, I see this often. People come in with a stack of investments. This is why we talk about how can you get started in putting your plan together if you can't answer what's in your IRA, what's in your 401k, what's in tax-free, what's in after-tax, what's in tax-deferred, what's your net worth, what does your spouse have? Can we answer these questions? How are assets titled? Who are your beneficiaries? This document provides all that information, you know, it fills it out. And again, it's an editable document. So I just want you to think about getting organized. Again, if there's one takeaway from today, financial organizations, I'm going to come back to this theme when we get into income and taxes as well. But I just wanted to talk about when you look at your investments, okay, there's basically three buckets: after tax, tax deferred, and tax free. Tax deferred are the IRAs, the 401ks, the 457s, the SEPs, all of those. We say the alphabet soup of retirement plans, they're all tax deferred. In other words, the money on the back end is you're going to pay tax on. You have tax free. Those are the Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks. Health savings accounts fall into that too. You don't need three IRAs, an old 401k. They can all go into one account. There's portability. So I just want you to be aware that if you have an old 401k, you can either move it to an IRA that is a non-taxable event. You go to Fidelity or Schwab, open up an IRA in 2 minutes, literally 2 minutes, transfer that money in. Now you're going to have, you see how we're simplifying and organizing? And now the next step is we can start to take a look at our investments. Again, if you have a couple of Roths, they can go all into one. I'll make one other comment here on the Roths. Roth 401ks, okay, I have a 401k, there's 100 and whatever, there's 200,000 in my 401k. I ask, how much is Roth? Hopefully some of it is. We're going to talk about that too. But the thing about having it in your 401k, the Roth, they don't separate the investments. You can't put certain ones in the Roth versus. So some of you who have a Roth 401k, you may want to check to see if you have what's called an in-service rollover. Contact your providers. What does that mean? That means while you're still working, you can move your Roth to your individual Roth IRA. This gives you more flexibility and investment options. So I just wanted to mention that. But this whole organization, you can have one IRA, one 401k, one after-tax account, or it should be in a trust. See how we simplified the things? Now we can talk about the investments. Let me do this. And this is what we talk about, the portfolio analysis, as well as getting organized, right? Let me ask you a question. If you open your financial drawer right now, would you find clarity or chaos? Would there be some confusion? Would there be multiple statements? Do you know where your accounts are? Do you know how your cash flow works, your investments, your expenses, your income? Do you know what your risks are? And if you're thinking, I should get more organized, if you're listening and say thinking that, give us a call, because this is part of the process. We'll do the portfolio analysis. We'll talk about getting these investments consolidated and simplified. We'll talk about doing the portfolio analysis as well as the tax analysis and testing your plan and income planning. It's a complete customized retirement plan. Again, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. So I did talk about the market, and I talked about, you know, getting organized. I think there's some opportunity here because we're constantly bombarded with what's happening. We've got the Iran war. We've got, well, oil's up, oil's back down. We've got the Fed. Are they going to raise rates? Are they going to lower rates? We've got this right now. There's been rotation, as I said, into different sectors of the economy. That's why, again, we can simplify things. We can don't have time now to get into that, but we'll talk more about that if you do come in. You know, sometimes it's as easy as owning just some simple index funds. But let's talk about this other area, which is relates to your investments too. I've said many times, you know, there's this overlap or there's a domino effect. I mentioned the three buckets: after tax, tax deferred, and tax free. And when we look at taxes, I mentioned at the top of the show this article about Roth conversions. And it was this individual saying, look, he had over $6 million in his IRA. And we talked about the problem with large retirement accounts. Well, there's large required minimum distributions. All right. You have to take out a certain amount. You have to pay the tax on it, whatever the tax rate is in the future. That's why sometimes we call it tax time bombs. The other issue with large RMDs, which wasn't mentioned in this article, is keep in mind, if you're married, the required minimum distribution does not go down if you pass away to your spouse. What does that mean? That means it could be even worse because now your spouse is filing individually. We sometimes call this the widow or widower's penalty. So it's important that we talk about some of these ideas and what do we do to minimize taxes? There's so many ideas. We pride ourselves on doing what I call forward tax planning. In fact, I've offered it before. I will. There's a couple of reports on our website, Taking Control of Your Taxes, also Getting to Tax-Free, which are 7 strategies to use tax-free types of investments. And when I say tax-free, I mean there's no capital gains tax, there's no income tax, there's no tax. I don't care what the tax rates are. So those are ideas that you can access. You can go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com to get those. And I'm going to talk more about this in another segment, about the 4 ideas to supersize your retirement accounts. But for those of you that are in a position where I'm going to cover this 2 ways. For those of you that are right now taking required minimum distributions, you know, to a certain extent, it's very difficult to do something about it because that's why they're called required minimum distributions. There's a table out there. It's called the uniform table. You divide by a certain number based on your age, and that's what you got to take out. It's a math problem. Okay. You know, there's some things, I'll mention a couple things and then I'm going to move on. But first of all, you can still do Roth conversions above your RMD. You can also do what are called qualified charitable distributions. What does that mean? That means, let's say you're giving money to a charity. And so you're cutting a check each year. Rather than doing that out of your savings or your investments, maybe you should consider doing it directly from your IRA. Guess what? It now will not go on your tax return. And so these ideas that we talk about, so if you said, hey, I'm giving $20,000 a year to my church or $20,000 a year to whatever it might be, the American Heart Association, guess what? It can go directly out of your IRA, and now that will not be on your tax return. So those are things to take a look at. I don't know if you're having these conversations with your advisors. The other thing is you could take a look at donor advised funds. I don't know your situation, but I'm just throwing some ideas out. You can also look at charitable trusts. You can establish charitable trust. There's a deduction to that. Now that allows you to do Roth conversions. You see how this relates. I just wanted to give you a couple thoughts on that. For those of you that are in this camp, you have large required distributions. You know, these are just some ideas, because a lot of us may think, oh, what am I going to be able to do right now? There are some things you can potentially do depending on your situation. And in some cases, I'll give you another idea with the required distributions. Especially if you have large IRAs and large distributions, and in some cases, it means you have a significant estate. And so if you think about it, especially in the state of Illinois, where there's not portability on the estate tax, in other words, from spouse to spouse, let's say your spouse inherits the large IRA. Well, great. Now they still have large RMDs. They got to give away money in taxes. And oh, by the way, if they're above the estate tax exemption, you can't use yours anymore. It's gone. Right. So the spouse usually inherits it. It's a direct spousal rollover, which is a non-taxable event. But guess what? It's a pretty big tax bill on the other side. And now they may have to pay estate tax and income tax on that. In some cases, you may want to consider irrevocable trusts. Again, I don't want to get too deep into this, but there's just a lot of ideas out there where maybe you can take some of that RMD money and put it in an irrevocable trust because it may come out of the IRA, but now it's going to be exposed to the estate tax. I know it's maybe not, but it's just, it is, it's one of those things where you want to laugh or cry. I don't know what to do, but I just wanted you to know there's some ideas. And if you're not getting this advice and you want to give us a call to talk about some of this, what I call forward tax planning, just pick up the phone and give our team a call. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. alphawealthgroup.com and select that retirement roadmap button on the homepage and you'll get on my calendar. And one other comment before I get into a couple other ideas here. When you do the irrevocable, one of the ideas, which is pretty common, is you can take part of your RMD or even on Roth, even on some conversions, you can take some of that money and put it in the irrevocable trust, which means it's not part of your estate tax. Sometimes people will purchase a life insurance policy inside the trust. Because now the life insurance is not only estate tax free, it's income tax free. So keep in mind, life insurance, if you own it, is not estate tax free. It is income tax-free. It's not estate tax-free. So please, when you're looking at your overall estate and potential estate tax exposure, you got to count the life insurance. I know you're never going to receive it, but it's still part of your estate. And again, if you want more information, we have great reports on our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, or as I said, you know, feel free to give us a call directly, or we can even, if you have just a question, feel free to email me on your situation, you know, whether it's RMDs and income taxes, or it's a state tax exposure that you kind of want to address. All of these things relate back to how do I keep more of my heart? You've worked your whole life. And so we're pretty adamant about doing tax planning as part of what we do as a firm. Again, we're part of an investment advisory group. We do manage money, but we do a lot of tax planning and estate planning and income planning. That's how I like to say we're different by design. And so these are ideas. I hope they're helpful, or some thoughts, at least to start the process. And again, get organized, see what your estate value is. It goes back to always being financially organized. Creating a plan is getting organized. Understanding where your income is, where is that going to come from, your Social Security claiming strategies, creating that income plan where you can't outlive. Now the next step is, how do we minimize the taxes? What can we do to get more of our Social Security tax-free, get more of our income tax-free? Try to protect ourselves from the threat of raising tax rates. Have an investment plan we can stick with. That's all part of this. And then protecting the assets and then having that estate legacy plan piece. That's what we do. We call it the retirement roadmap. It's a customized analysis and plan for you. Everybody's situation is unique. So if you want to take advantage of that, you know, just pick up the phone, give us our call. There's no cost or obligation. It'll be a great exercise to go through. I'm confident it'll be time well spent, and I think you're gonna uncover some things. You'll at least walk out of here with some ideas that are gonna make a difference. So again, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. As I said, our theme for today, if there's one takeaway from today's show, it's getting organized. Imagine if you can create a financial snapshot right in front of you of everything you own, how they're titled, what the values are, and then you know what in retirement, what my pension, my Social Security is going to be, what are my expenses. You start putting pencil to paper. Maybe not the most exciting thing, but maybe the most important thing to getting a plan in place. So that's why I offer that information. You go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, or give us a call and we'll send them out to you. We'll email them to you. They're working documents. You can keep them and you can update. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. I want to get back to this idea. I talked about this Wall Street Journal article about the everyday guide to supersizing your retirement account. There were some ideas in here, which I've talked about and I like. There's four ideas. I'm going to try to hit them as best I can. This was interesting. It says more Americans have built up their tax advantage accounts. They said nearly 12,000 taxpayers have IRAs with at least 10 million. That was in 2024. God bless. That's up from 3,600 in 2019. The point is, we want to talk about the contributions, how to maximize those, but then also there's a tax component to it. Let me start by the first one, which is understanding the contribution amounts, saving the maximum. And this is important because when I talk with people fairly often, when they come in, I'll say, okay, you're contributing to your retirement account. Yes. What are you contributing? Well, I think 10%. Well, 10% of what? How much is it? Understand, if you're under 50, you can put up to $24,500 in your 401k. Okay. If you're over 50 or over, you can put up to $32,500. They call it a catch up. And by the way, if you're between 60 and 63, I know this gets ridiculous. Not ridiculous. It's actually a good thing. It's called supersizing your 401k. You can put up to $35,750. So if you're 60, 61, 62, or 63, you can actually put an additional, I think it's $3,250. So you can put $35,750. So understand that. So the first piece in these four ideas is, number one, try to maximize your contributions. And I'm going to make a couple comments here on that. Well, first of all, this is, again, financial organization. How many of you have called your 401k provider and found out what you're putting in? If you called them today and said, how much have I put into my plan? And they say, well, you put in $10,000. Well, you're over halfway through the year. You're not going to max it out. So you can increase your benefits. You can accelerate throughout the rest of the year. Okay. Here's another thought there. What about getting back to the tax? How much of it is going into Roth of your contribution? How much of it is going into traditional? So again, that's something you want to know. By the way, you can put all Roth if you want. Not saying you should. You can split the difference 50-50, but you could put $32,500 in your Roth 401k. By the way, there's more. You know, you can do Roth IRAs, and this gets back to, again, understanding your contribution amounts. You can put, guess what, $8,600 if you're 50 or over into your Roth IRA in addition to your 401k. Are you aware of that? Keep in mind, you can still contribute to a Roth IRA even if you're contributing to your 401k. You can contribute to a Roth IRA even if you're not working, just if one spouse is working, and you can contribute to a Roth IRA at any age. So we're doing two things here. We're maxing our contributions, 32.5 plus 8,600, right? Plus, so you're getting over 40,000, I think that's 41.1 that you're getting into retirement accounts, and you can do most of it or all of it tax-free. As I said, these ideas are available on our website. Just go to the reports page, the library, and download some of these things. These different ideas I'm getting to, they're in this report, okay? So this way you can have it in front of you. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com, and download them. Or, again, you can give our team a call at 630-864-6711. That's usually better because I can answer questions. You can email me. We can schedule a time, even, as I said, for a Zoom call or a phone call, 15 minutes or half hour if you have questions on Roth conversions or Roth contributions, Roth IRAs. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Again, if you're not getting this advice, or at least you're not coupling this with your retirement plan or your investments, I should say, you know, there's these tax inefficiencies. We could maybe I'll do that one of these times, spend a whole show on taxes. But this is something we incorporate into our into what we do as a firm. But the other thing when it comes to this is they call it the mega backdoor. Okay, you heard about the number two, and this is what they call the backdoor Roth. If your income is too high, I hate to say too high, I don't think it's too high, but based on the IRS rules. So if you're single and your income's over $168,000, or if you're filing joint, it's $252,000 gross income, you are phased out of a Roth IRA. So what they call these backdoor Roths, where you can put money into a traditional, non-deductible, and then convert it. Right? You probably heard of those. A two-step process to get money through us. I do this every year. My wife does it every year. So I'll give you another idea. I do this every year too. It's called a mega backdoor. What does that mean? It's the same process except it's through your 401k. Right? If you look at the amounts that you can put into a 401k, it's over 70,000. Right? I'm just reading here from this article. Yeah, employees can set aside as much as 72,000. Are you aware of that? Now, I just said 32.5, but you can go above that 32.5. Let's say you say, I'm going to put another 20,000. And this is part of this call to your 401k provider. If you capped out at 32.5, ask them if I can do after-tax contribution. That means you can keep going, right? Say, keep taking money out of my paycheck. Why would you do that? The money goes in after-tax. You still pay on it as though you received it. But now that it's in your 401k, it's money you've already paid tax on, you can, if your plan allows it, move that to your Roth as a conversion. And guess what? There's no tax on it because it was you paid tax on the money went in after tax. You already paid tax on that money. So we're starting to think about this. 32.5 to my Roth 401k. I put another 20,000 after tax. Then I put another 8,600 into a Roth IRA and so on. Now all of a sudden, you know, we're talking about $60,000 in 1 year we can get into tax free. Now, maybe this is, you know, whatever the numbers are, but, you know, a little much, but I'm saying these are available to you. Again, are you having these conversations? I'll give one more idea that's in this article, and that was the fourth idea, which are called cash balance plans. So for those people that have small businesses or self-employed, they're called cash balance plans. They're a type of retirement plan. They actually kind of fall into the defined benefit pension plans. But the point is, you can put large amounts into these. This is a way to really supersize, I will say, supersizing this. And this, it says, let's see what the amount they said. Yeah, it says in some of these plans, high earners can put away as much as $397,000 a year. Wow. Big number. Okay. Not saying you have to, you may put 100, but you see why there's all of these ideas. Again, for the small business, the sole proprietor, the, if you're S Corp, whatever it may be, you know, you may have an opportunity, even if you want to set up an individual 401k, that may make sense for you too. All of these different ideas. And as I said, if you're not getting this advice and ideas, I said many times before, it's not about growing a pile of money and picking it. It's not about just getting to a number. It's about having these things working together. Tax, minimizing taxes, growing the assets, tax efficiency, having income you can't outlive, protecting the assets. This is about having the five pillars to your plan. You know, we have the retirement roadmap on our website. If you want to download that report, I call it the blueprint. Better yet, give us a call. Give our team a call. It's 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. You can schedule a time with me, one of our advisors. You can also go to our website and hit the retirement roadmap button. You can select that. You'll on my calendar. We'll start diving into all of these things. This was recent. This was a Wall Street Journal article, and it said seniors can face higher prescription costs next year. Here's the deal. And I'm going to segue this into a couple things. And again, this is about, here we go, being organized, understanding these things. And part of that is working with the right people. I'm not the only good advisor out there. There's others. Are you having these conversations? The stuff does not have to be that complicated. And if it's working together, but when we talk about Medicare premiums, we talk about Social Security, and you've heard us talk about, you know, claiming strategies, and do you take it? You can take it as early as 62. You can defer it all the way to 70. There's an 8%, what's called delayed retirement credit. It grows by 8% a year. You can see almost an 80% difference. So you could have Social Security at 62, just rough numbers, 24,000, could be 44,000 at 70. Do you wait for that higher, longer benefit? 67 is full retirement age. So 62, 60, 70, and 70, those are kind of some milestones to think about. And there's all types of rules. There's spousal benefits. There's retirement benefits. There's divorce spousal benefits. There's widow benefits. Some of these things may apply, and I'm going to get into some of these ideas. But the other thing, the part of that is beyond the claiming strategies, because again, the longer you wait, the higher the benefit's going to be for your life. And then the spousal benefit, your retirement benefit will be higher. If it's higher than your spouse's, the survivor benefit, it will continue as a survivor benefit to your spouse. So you want to think about some of these things. But there's all other things that come into play that impact your Social Security. Taxes are certainly one of them. Okay. And I've said before, if most of your money was in a Roth, in many cases, if all of it was in a Roth, certainly, you would get all your Social Security tax free, period. That's a true statement. Okay. Between if you and your spouse had $80,000 of Social Security, you can even take some money out of an IRA and still, because you have a standard deduction. And most of your Social Security, Roths are not in the Social Security calculation. So I just want to throw that out there. Again, you see how these things overlap? I just want you to be aware of some of these things. Again, we have the Social Security decision on our website, as well as the taking control of taxes on our website. If you want to download some of this information, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. Let me get into this. I mentioned higher prescription costs. They're saying next year, these are not huge numbers, but they count, they add up. They said 35% of seniors, this was the Wall Street Journal article, 35% of seniors could see a $10, this is on Part D, and then a $10 increase. But think about that, per person, that's $20 per person per month. You know, do the math. We're talking 240 or more, roughly, let's just say 250 bucks or $11 to $20. About 45% of people will see an $11 to $20 increase on Medicare costs. Again, that comes out of your Social Security benefit, just like the Medicare premiums, right? The IRMA, the income-related monthly adjustment amount. And that depends on your income. So I just talked about Social Security being taxable, but we have to be aware of not just the claiming strategies. You know, when do I take it? How do I try to maximize my, what's called my cumulative lifetime benefit? But also, how do I minimize the tax? What are things that are going to reduce my Social Security benefit? Well, certainly one is Medicare premiums. So again, that kind of plays the same role. I can reduce Medicare premiums by doing some tax strategies, or keep them lower, I should say. The other thing I'm going to mention is, just as we talk about, and by the way, taxes can take away more, have more of an impact on your claiming strategies. Think about this. You know, if you had, let's just say you had $60,000 of Social Security benefits, up to 85% of your Social Security would be taxable. probably heard that many times. What does that mean? That means up to $50,000 of your $60,000 benefit, up to $50,000 can be included in your taxable income. So now let's do the math. $50,000 if you're in a 22 or a 24% tax bracket, well, that's $11,000 you have to give away. Not give away. They're going to take it's the taxes. So your benefit isn't $60,000, it's $49,000. See what I'm saying? $49,000. This is critical stuff. Is there something you do about it? I don't know. But have we looked at it? That's why we offer these opportunities. That's why I'm going to make an offer here in a second too. I made it a couple times already, but you know, there's going to be a cost of living increase, by the way. I'm sure it's going to be an increase in October. Every October, they look at the inflation. They think it's going to be about 3%. That's separate from the delayed retirement credit. 3%. So if you've got a $3,000 benefit, that's $90 a month. There you go. A little over $1,000 a year increase. So that's not a bad thing. Doesn't necessarily keep up with inflation, but I just want to let you know that's going to come out in October. So we'll keep you abreast of that. Of course, we always announce those when it happens, but that's something else that's going to happen. See, this is when you say, I had someone come in one time and say, my God, my Social Security benefit dropped by like $500 a month. I said, well, what are you talking about? Oh, and then I asked them what happened. Well, they sold a property. And so it all of a sudden showed this capital gain. It was a vacation property or a second home. So it was a capital gains exposure. They counted it as income. Their gross income jumped up for 1 year. You got to be careful with some of these things. It didn't reduce their benefit. Well, it did reduce their benefit. The benefit was the same, but their Medicare premium jumped up by between the two of them by like $500 more. This stuff can be serious. So you got to stay organized. Here we are, back to that. There's 2,700 rules, according to Lawrence Kotlikoff, who's written a great book on Social Security. I've mentioned him multiple times. Get What's Yours. Spousal benefits, retirement benefits, survivor benefits. Look, if you want to sit down again, I'm going to offer this again. It's going to cover everything, not just the income planning, the strategies, Social Security claiming strategies, tax planning, everything we talk about, the five pillars. Well, here's the opportunity to take advantage of that. It'll be time well spent. If there's no cost or obligation for your complimentary, complete retirement roadmap, pick up the phone, give our team a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. AlphaWealthGroup.com. Select the retirement roadmap button. It's on our homepage. You will get to my calendar for either a phone call, a Zoom call, or as I say, my favorite, an in-person. Hope you can take advantage of that. Again, we're here for you. If you just want to email me a question, I will always respond and give you information. Well, we've had a great show. I said we would deliver on some ideas. We got into supersizing your accounts, getting organized, which is the main thing, please. That's the main thing for today.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Wealth Advisors, LLC, BWA, a registered investment advisor and an affiliate of Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. BWA and Alpha Wealth Group are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BWA, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Tom Fortino and Alpha Wealth Group are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency.
Structured notes involve risks not associated with an investment in ordinary debt securities. The securities are not bank deposits and are not insured by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation or any other government agency, nor are they obligations of or guaranteed by a bank. The securities will not be listed on any securities exchange and secondary trading may be limited. Therefore, there may be little or no secondary market for the securities. Accordingly, you should be willing to hold your securities to maturity. The securities are subject to the credit risk of the issuing bank, and any actual or anticipated changes to its credit ratings or credit spreads may adversely affect the market value of the securities.
Information provided is not intended as tax or legal advice and should not be relied on as such. You are encouraged to seek tax or legal advice from an independent professional.